I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Reports of insurgency continue in Mozambique's northern Cabo Delgado province. One report says 15,000 people were displaced after a string of April attacks. Paulo, with Megavoice, explains that the insurgency started small in 2017 after the discovery of massive natural gas reserves. The conflict has only grown since then. Paulo says local partners are essential for spreading audio Bibles to people with limited education.
The only way to have access for the Word of God is through the audio Bibles.
Megavoice hopes to see churches planting more churches. Would you consider coming alongside their partners behind this work?
They're praying for access. They're praying for people that are able to go there. They are investing. They are supporting the Bibles. And we can make this happen.
You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And like any other language, sign language evolves with each generation. Rob Myers from Door International tells us,
during the former Soviet Union times, Russian sign language was actually taught in countries throughout Central Asia.
As national identities grow stronger, deaf youth want sign language in their own language. Door International equips local leaders and sends missionaries to meet this need. The biggest challenge remains sharing the gospel in a way that's understandable. Two girls, for example, attended church for years, but didn't understand Christ's sacrifice until someone spoke their language.
Both of them ended up giving their lives to Christ. And the passion that they have now, because they finally understand and they finally have access, it's incredible and it's contagious.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.